Welcome back to Trust, a Lovecraftian podcast. I am your host, Joshua Perldiner, and the Keeper of Secrets. Last week, we heard the haunting and dreamy tale, The Music of Eric Zahn, set against a French, possibly Parisian, backdrop. This week, we return to the Sawyer heirs attempting to unravel the complex and strange trust put in place by their predecessor, John Abel Sawyer, in 1820 at Faulkner Credit and Loan on the island of Faulkner. The last time we left the Sawyer heirs, they were exploring the mysterious and opulent Echo Manor overlooking Echo Lake. They spoke with the groundskeeper and began hunting through its many rooms for an explanation that the trust documents were unable to give them. The cast is composed of St. John McCluskey, playing Richard Gallows, the trust's attorney, Frank Kovach, playing John Meadow, a medical doctor, Jocelyn Perldiner, playing his sister Barbara Meadow, an antiques dealer, Eric Larson, playing Carl Eichner, an electrician, Caitlin Rauchel, playing Anna Summers, a successful psychologist in Bangor, and Mike Len, playing her husband Bill Summers, a well-known Maine author of the macabre and occult. Please sit back and enjoy this week's episode of Trust.
When I turn the painting around to show, is there a back that, does it have like the little hooky things that I can remove?
Canvas, cover like a back with a wire.
To hang it. Yeah. I mean, I might be thinking too much like an author, but does any of you have a knife? I mean, I can see. He's not here, so that's why I'm like.
I'm sorry.
Or a pocket knife, anything like that?
No, sorry.
A letter opener, maybe? Yeah, is there a letter opener somewhere?
You need to look on the.
Do you mind if I hang on this? Just to keep all the documents together? I mean, and I guess I should ask also, did all of you get copy of the same letter? There's something to be.
Well, that letter was addressed to me and Bill.
Okay. Did you get the copy of this letter?
The letter?
I mean, I don't have any sentimental connection to it.
It was specifically directed to them, so it might have been a copy that was sent to everyone.
No, this was his version of boilerplate.
Okay.
Because we got the same one.
Does anyone mind if I hang on to a copy of it just because I don't have one of those?
Sure, that's
I'll make it, whenever I get back to my office, I'll make a photocopy.
Great, I would love that.
Yeah.
What about a PDF?
Just so obviously you can keep the original.
Oh, wait, actually, yeah, let me see it for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, good idea, yeah.
Smartphones.
Alright, Carl, you've gone back out to the hall.
Woo!
Where are you going?
So I came from the left.
No, you came from the right.
Really?
You went all the way around in a circuit.
Oh, I see, okay.
So the main entrance is right.
In the room with the piano, did I see any books?
You did not, but you did not go into that room.
I'm going to go into that room.
Alright, this is a large room about.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna actually. I'm gonna go there and look for the electricals.
Oh,
but
to open the secret
this,
door.
This room is about a third larger than the study.
Okay.
It is a big square. Across from the piano, there is a, or just beyond the piano, there's another fireplace, and above you can see there's an open walkway from a room that is over this one.
Okay.
And a dome.
Dome.
Yes, that is painted. In a fresco of a cloudy sky.
Huh.
Cool. The room itself is
any first. Books?
No books.
No books.
Actually, that's not true. There's like a half read book on a small card table.
To be honest with you, that's like a secondary.
But the room is furnished with Victorian furniture. On the left hand side, directly to the left, there's a stairway that appears to go up to the next floor. And you can see that it's actually open, so it does go up to the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And across the way in the far corner, there's an opening that goes into some kind of living room.
I'm going to look at the piano.
Okay.
Does it appear to be, do the, chords appear to still be in tension?
Yes.
Is there a bench?
There is.
I'm going to play words.
All right.
In the sense that, feed, age, bag, ace.
Sit at the piano, lift the key cover, and
it's like, bow,
blow
bow.
The dust off of the keys, and then you need to pluck out notes, which now everyone in the study hears.
Which is just me, right? Oh, everyone in the study. Okay. And then
you can hear piano notes coming from outside, but not trained.
I'm gonna get bored of it after like the sixth word, and then I'm going to okay, are there windows that I could see from the second floor?
Yes.
I'm gonna go up and take a look out the windows.
Okay. You walk up the staircase where the windows are, because they face the outside of the house in that direction. And look out, you can see that there's the colonnaded walkway below with its roof, and then the west garden, which is the smaller of the two gardens at the same level as the house. And you can see that there is the groundskeeper, a pair of the groundskeepers trimming the hedge that lines the west garden near the wall.
Okay. I'll watch them for like a moment or two, and then I'll look around. Do I see any other like doors or hallways or entryways from
where I'm at? Not on the stairway. But
I'm going to head back down, and then on the way back out of the room, I'm going to take a look at the book that you mentioned earlier.
Okay. It appears to be a book in Greek.
Do I recognize any symbols?
Do you have any Greek knowledge? Do you not even recognize them?
It's just all Greek to you.
You recognize them as being
koala face.
shorthand for things like, resistance. But
So like I'd recognize the symbols. I'd be like, okay. Yeah. All right, then. What does the book's binding look like?
It is bound in a old, tattered canvas that is grayish and has seen better days. It's frayed at the corners.
It's a scan book. I'm gonna take it.
Okay, you have now acquired a book in Greek. Feel free to write that on your sheet.
Book in Greek.
To the study.
Okay.
And I'm gonna show people.
Okay. Carl,
is this the book?
Huh?
Book friend.
Okay. Nah, buddy, that's Greek. That's not Latin.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold on to this if nobody else is.
You missed a couple things. So we're going to want to go to wherever that was, because there might be a notebook around there that we need to look at. But before we do that, I think somebody was looking to borrow a knife, and I also want to ask
or a letter opener.
Does that look familiar to you?
Well, I got one of these, and I immediately hand you that.
Yep, okay, it's the same. Thank you.
Do you need this?
Nope. That's, well,
you're the lawyer. Yeah, if you need it, you take it.
Well,
we gave
you
an hour
copy. Everyone got the same letter.
I hope everyone gets the same thing out of the resolution of this trust.
This makes more sense. Well, the original intent of the trust when it was set up was to distribute the things equitably. However, it also said that we should ignore whatever is in the trust document in favor of whatever Abel said. And well, Abel wasn't especially clear about that, but.
Are we even sure what constitutes as falling under the province of the trust or whatever?
Basically, I'm going to try and follow the trust document. Now, the trust document says ignore it in favor of whatever Abel wanted, basically, right? Because he was the last person.
Okay.
How did the person who wrote the trust know Abel was going to be last?
Well, he didn't. No, he didn't. He said his last, the last surviving person. Whenever that person dies,
he just said the last.
You obey their wishes,
okay.
Is the idea.
So,
now the trust document basically says to not tell you guys anything until I figure out whether you're imposters or you're complicit in the murder of Abel or whatever. Abel was much more forthright, so I'm following Abel's instructions because the trust says follow Abel's instructions.
Yes,
did the trust
please
give,
tell us more.
Did
well, that's all I mean. I'm telling you all I know.
Did the trust give you any instructions as to how to determine who's an imposter or...
No.
No?
No, it just said make sure that
it
they're not.
It just gives you unilateral authority over making that kind of a determination.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess like I'm ethically bound to obey that.
I don't know the rules of ethics for lawyers, but I'm going
to
trust
you.
There's
have to
the
do
rules
it.
Of ethics.
You know,
like, honestly, like, it's,
I mean, like,
it seems like
murdered,
it's
small,
the
like,
law is a reputable profession
filled with
people.
I mean, frankly, when somebody gets murdered, right, it sounds like somebody was, I mean, this guy was like murdered.
Wait, hold on, what?
Yeah, Abel was murdered. You were part of that conversation.
Was I? When?
You were
in the law office.
When we were on the front steps, like right before you went inside and right before he went to see the groundskeeper, I was like, why are we here? What happened to Abel? And he was like, he got murdered by
he clearly wasn't paying attention.
I was very
clearly like trying to look at everyone's faces, so I wonder what that means about you. I don't know if you were like...
It means I was very excited to come into this house.
Because I said it, like, to everyone, like, now that you're here, like, it was a murder!
I missed all of that. I'm very sorry.
I didn't say that. I didn't explain that in character.
Well, I guess that explains what this is, and I point at the stain on the floor.
Yeah, that would probably be...
Maybe...
You're putting the knife at your hip.
It was me.
Well, that explains the guy I killed.
Now I understand why I have the knife.
So anyway, I'm following the Abel's intent, which was basically to be very forthright with you and to you know, go follow this. Basically, his estimation is that we need to read the mysteries and on the mysteries, but realistically, his notebook, because none of us speak Greek, Arabic, or I guess you speak a little bit of Latin, but or read a little bit of Latin.
They didn't speak it.
Yeah, I guess nobody speaks Latin. So in any event, we need to review that, and he says that we will know what needs to be done. I'm assuming his notebook will hopefully have a little bit more information about that besides just a translation of some old book, because I guess the old book isn't going to explain either, so we'll see.
It didn't seem to do him very much good.
No, in fact, it seems to have done him some harm in that he completed suicide note and then he was murdered.
There's a safe in this room, yes?
In the room we're in right now?
I'm pointing at it.
I'm going to turn and see if the wall is blank.
I choose to disbelieve.
Have we looked at this? Did the trust mention the safe?
It did mention the safe, however, did not mention the combination to the safe or where did the lock to the...
I'm going
to
look at that safe.
It is a big bank safe.
Does it have any electrical components to it whatsoever?
It does not, but it does look as though it has been manhandled out of its position against the wall. Someone at some point pulled it and scraped the floor quite badly.
Hey, guys, I guess this safe probably weighs somewhere between, like, 1/4 and 1/2 a ton. It's an old-fashioned...
Is it, like, one of those
safe.
Big, like, you could get in it if you were kind of a smaller person?
Mm-hmm. Like, you could keep... You could keep a lot in this.
Yeah.
This is gold like a
bars or something.
And if you look down here, and I'm going to point out the scratch marks on the floor, you know, it seems like someone jostled this with a considerable amount of force.
It looks like there's a key, right?
What
is
no,
it? A
key,
dial?
Right? No, there's a dial.
It's
yeah.
A dial. Okay. Well, I'm going to just announce this anyway. Let me just read you a bit out of the old document. Again, I don't think this is necessarily going to be the case.
This is the
200 years ago.
This is the crazy John Abel.
This was John Abel.
Okay.
The dial goes up to 30 in case you're wondering.
I'm gonna slowly tick it.
For a second, I thought you were narrating something that happened.
No, the dial does not
turn. The dial cranks to 30.
Holy shit!
The numbers end at 30. It goes around for one.
While he talks, I'm gonna tick it and listen to the tumblers.
Okay, you can hear them there quite loud.
That's nice.
Okay, I'm going to read you the secondary appendix. Here follows my gifts as they are to be made, unless the heir should override them by amendment. Now, I don't know that Abel has actually done that, but we'll see. As the servants are the least to be trusted, I have ensured that they will look last here first. No idea what that means.
Any holographic codicils that would accompany that?
That's legalese.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I saw it in a TV show.
There's a couple terms in electrical engineering that just kind of poured over.
Ah,
so.
Okay, well, and this is part of the same. I stopped for a moment in the middle of two sentences. Part of the same part here. For the cursed children who must follow after the tools of your great father's trade. I don't know what that means.
What did he do?
He was a shipping magnate.
Father would be like an old timey way of saying. Ancestor? I don't know. It is great father singular.
I'm assuming that it's the person that's on the top of that chart that I looked at, John Abel Sawyer.
That could be right. I don't know.
I'm assuming
so
that that's a sick
after.
Joke.
The
cursed children?
I mean,
come on. Nobody.
Now,
everyone
this
after
is,
him
this
was
part
his
of the same,
cursed
this,
child,
this,
so what was his profession?
Well, this is attached to the same sentence as the previous one. So it's, as the servants are the least to be trusted, I'm sure they will look last here first. For the cursed children who must follow after, comma, and I'm wondering if I would tend to guess the cursed children who must follow after, I'm assuming that's of the servants. Now, that could be wrong. I don't know. the tools of their great father's trade. So my guess is what he's saying is, and this might be wrong, if any of you are a history scholar, you might know better. I know history okay, and my guess is that what he's saying is that descendants of his servants get whatever it was that their predecessors did. They get the tools of that trade.
Is there any...
Part two.
Oh, go for it.
Please. There's four parts
to
this.
Oh, all right.
And each one is like one or two sentences. So
all right.
It's not long, but it's weird, so it's going to take a minute. All right. That you shall have access... that you shall have success as I have and the resources to fight a store of my bullion in the windy throats of the house, to find the key, seek after the Thunderbird, capital Thunderbird, and its time.
Well, you have fun till the daddy takes the T-Bird away, so...
Oh my God.
So he's talking about a vehicle.
Okay.
This is a little...
Three.
Prediction of the future.
There is protection in the bank safe in my office, but you will never get it unless you know the day the house was built. Okay, so that makes me think that this safe...
Oh, it's a date.
...can be opened.
That's
with
a combination.
The date. Right, exactly. That's my guess.
Well, we knew it was 1870 when...
Right, so many combination locks have three different... Like, it's one...
Month, date,
the other,
year,
the other.
Yeah.
So my guess would be it would be month, date, year. So
yep.
I guess we know the last... Well, no, because we know 70-some? No.
It goes up. This goes up to 30, so...
We'll try and figure that out. And the best place to look for that might be either the land records office or maybe the library, I don't know. But anyway. Four. At the foot, capital F for foot, of the southwest corner, where the ships come to dock, you will discover something potent. Now, that, I guess it could be the southwest corner of the house, although I don't know what that would have to do with the ships coming to dock. Rather, the southwest corner of the island has a ferry terminal. So that might be something as well.
For the local.
So that's the secondary appendix. So the reason that I mention that is because of the bit about the bank safe in his office. So we'll never get it unless we know the day the house was built. So we should... I mean, that sounds
that's
like...
That's something
a,
to check. Can I just Google it on my phone?
I mean, you can search for it.
If I just typed in like John Abel Sawyer, Faulkner Island,
you get a little blurb about it.
There's no, what's his, he doesn't have like a Wikipedia entry or something?
He does. He started a shipping company in the early 19th century. In the mid 19th century, he built a gigantic house in the center of the island, which is where his family has lived since.
But it doesn't say like specifically when? Okay.
God damn it, it was on Wikipedia.
It could also be...
That's the problem with having this shit in modern times. It's real easy to find information.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that there... I think I've seen at the tourist office or whatever in town that there might be like a haunted mansion tour or something. They might... I mean, maybe they'll know. I don't know. This might not be... I actually have no idea if this is on the route or not, but I'm sure that like someone...
Well, I mean, it's certainly probably haunted now.
Given the murder, I'm sure that in like 10 years they're going to be like, whatever. All right. I'm not going to do a spooky voice. That'd be ridiculous.
I like this
I
lawyer.
Like
I'm
he's,
a lawyer!
He's very strange.
Well, so, it's a big house. Let's look at the rest of it.
Yeah, we should check out the rest of the house. I actually need to see where this was, because if the book...
Is that really that important? It was over in the room with the piano.
There could be a notebook in the same room. Was it on a desk?
Side table.
Hmm. Does anyone read...
Like a nightstand.
You said
thing.
Latin. I assume that's not... That you're not going to be able to tell anything about this Greek, right?
Probably not.
Okay. I will pull out my phone and go to Google Translate.
Okay.
And I'm going to do my best to type in whatever the symbols I see. Like, if it's a delta, like, I vaguely know that's probably a D, like, etc. I'm going to try and type in the name of what the book is. Like, maybe I can futz it into...
It is the Posterior Analytics.
Okay, well, this is not the book we were looking for, but Posterior Analytics, I don't know.
Would I know what that is?
You can make a history check.
A history check? It wouldn't be like a literature check. Okay.
Or a literature check, I guess.
Yeah. Would it be literature?
Okay.
All right, then.
Either history or literature.
Ones. I'm under.
Okay. Hello.
I think I wander as well.
All right, you should both check off that skill that you just used.
Yeah.
The posterior analytics is one of Aristotle's logical works.
Okay.
Okay, well.
A little light reading.
Yeah.
No wonder you didn't finish it.
Yeah, okay, so I think we should put this... I mean, not that it really matters. Frankly, this is all going to be yours split among you at some point anyway, but we should go check out the rest of the house and see if we can find... If there's another study, if there's one with a book on it. If not, then we're going to have to come back here and, I guess, look through the bookshelves.
I just want to check one thing. I just have a hunch. Can I borrow your knife? I mean, I don't need
no.
to... Okay, well, here, can you cut this painting out?
What?
Can I cut that painting out?
I mean,
it's ours.
I'm
not yet, is it?
It's not
I'm
his.
I'm taking the knife
no,
out.
I mean,
every
guess,
second that passes between
the
you...
trust, is it? So,
no?
When the trust sues
I mean,
us?
I put it back.
Look, well, I mean, like... I guess all of this like will be yours collectively, maybe, or divided up amongst you.
Just
cut
it out.
You're going
to
cause
so
damage
to
it, presumably by cutting it. You're going
to
hurt it.
Is there a back to it?
It actually seems like it's super unclear.
Oh, so it's a canvas. It's
stuff.
A canvas.
I agree.
So if I cut it, then
my
there's
my
nothing between the canvas on the front and the canvas on the back?
The canvas is
things are to be divided.
So it's like there's a painting, then presumably some sort of empty space,
right.
And then
space.
Another.
I'm gonna. Before I cut it, I'm gonna hold it and shake it and listen. I don't hear anything inside it.
I just wanna check something. I have a hunch.
None of you
I just wanna look at the back of the.
I'm nervous about ruining the whole thing. Just
cut around
the
edges.
And then we can keep
the lid on.
You're a craftsman, right? You should be good with your hands.
I'm able to do this. Yeah, and he's got like blisters and talons on
his
hands because he builds stuff all the time. All right, yeah, I'll do it.
Done something?
It's like,
change that? I don't know, but...
I do it. I cut two sides.
Okay, you cut two sides of the back canvas.
Peel back.
Peel it back. It looks like it's empty in between.
What was your theory?
Just keep going.
Nice.
Cut the whole thing.
I cut the whole thing.
Oh.
Okay.
I just want
to
check the whole thing.
To the ground. There is... The wire is now on the ground as well.
Nice. That comes out of your guy's share.
It is just the back of the painting.
I mean, I'm sure
what
it's
were we looking for? I don't know. I just wanted to see if there's something written on there. This paintings creep me out. And
well, you don't have to worry about this one because
okay,
you just killed it. Congratulations.
I
you guys are murderers.
I mean, I killed the frame.
They just cut the back off.
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought that
they didn't cut the painting out of the frame.
That's what. That's
I mean, given what I know about you, John, I don't think you would know anything about art. So I forgive you for thinking that.
Well, I know that it doesn't increase in value when you stick a knife into it, whether from the front or the back. But you're right. You're right. They didn't teach me that
I mean,
in school.
That is. Let's go.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were a doctor.
That's okay. I didn't need anybody to know.
Okay. Well, now I know.
It's not an invitation for diagnosis or anything.
No, no. I'm just
what
saying,
kind of doctor?
I just would prefer to call you doctor.
Are you like a dentist
me?
Or
yeah,
a dermatologist?
Dentists
or
aren't doctors.
No, I'm a real doctor.
What the hell is that?
What do you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I build things and make the world a better place.
What?
Yeah.
I'm gonna walk out of the room.
Okay,
this is going to continue
heading,
for a while.
I think.
Or it could stop real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the room that the book came from.
It's
if I look in that room, the book came from. Is there
how do you
know
it then?
I'm
going to
head out.
Okay. You have to at least let one day pass before there's a
next
floor.
Oh,
I'm
no, I hope it starts on day one.
Room above
like hour
is
three.
Actually an oval shaped walkway.
That's a possibility.
Damn, you're on the second floor.
Hooray!
The staircase continues up past this room, and there are three doors, one to the right, two on the left, and an open hall on the far right, as well as three doors on the far wall.
I guess I'm going to go to... I'm going to start with the door. You said one on the right?
One on the right.
I'm going to go open that door first.
Okay. You can see that there is a linen closet inside there with a smaller closet contained within, where you can see all of the bed sheets.
Okay, I'm gonna close that door. I'm looking for the another study or something. So
Okay. You want to just explore this floor?
He went on his own, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then there is like a somewhat muted argument that is happening.
I left because you guys were like I'm a like electrician and I'm better than you. Like I'm a doctor and I'm better than you.
I'm better than all of you.
Yeah, right. I am clearly the best. Like fuck all of you.
All right. So you're gonna go to the next room across?
Yeah, I'll go to the left side, I guess.
Okay. This opens to a small hallway with a door on the left and the right, and it is patterned in a thick red wallpaper.
I guess I'll... does the other door from my, like...
Unless there is, like, a spatial problem in the house where something, like, really unpleasant that you will not be able to handle is happening, the door to your right and the other left-hand door go to the same place.
The door to my... I see. Okay, well, I'll open the door in the hallway.
On the right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can see that there is a sitting room here that looks out over the rear of the house with a massive glass.
Bless you.
Thank you. Floor-to-ceiling window with a number of couches arranged in a hoop around it.
Okay, I'm going to enter and see if there's a door on my right, as I would expect there to be.
There's a door on your right, there's a door opposite, and that's it. There's a fireplace here.
So there's a door on my right, a door opposite, and a fireplace on my left. Where's the window? On the
far left wall.
Okay, got it. Next to the fireplace?
The fireplace is next to you as you enter.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do I see a desk in the room?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to back out and go to the other side of the hallway.
Okay, it's a bedroom of some kind with a fireplace in the right-hand corner. Mm-hmm. And it is in the far corner of the house with a French doors that open onto a balcony on the south wall.
Okay, I'm going to look for a desk again.
You don't see a desk.
Okay, then I guess I'll head back to through the sitting room towards the door on the opposite side of the sitting room.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave all the doors open.
This is a huge bedroom facing the other wall of the house that must have been the master bedroom. It is curtained with heavy green drapes, and you can see that there are a number of vague paintings that you can't quite make out hanging from the walls because it is incredibly dark in here. The drapes have been closed, and the only light is coming in through the door behind you. There's a canopy bed in the center of the room with a big wooden arch that reads clearly in gold leafed letters, John Abel Sawyer.
Hmm. First thing I'm going to do is go to wherever the drapes are and try to open them.
Okay, you open the drapes, and there is an explosion of dust as you do so that settles across your chest and the floor.
Probably smells like old man in there too.
Yeah, gross.
The skin of John Abel Sawyer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open all the drapes on one wall. I guess it'd be my left wall as I walk in. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, if you turn to the right wall, there is a door, and then a door that leads out onto what looks like a walk along the outside of the house.
Okay. I'm going to again. No desk in the room.
No.
I'm gonna open the door onto the walkway just to let some fucking air in this place.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go to the other door.
Okay. It looks like the walkway.
I know it's cold, but I'll close it later.
It looks like the walkway has doors into two other bedrooms down the length of the house.
Okay. Well, I'm less interested in that. Although, does it look as though this like hallway connects to something else, or are these like bedrooms that you have to get through by like walking through the master bedroom? I haven't seen the connection, but
okay.
There
is. I mean, there
it's
are.
Not as like more hall. It's not as though I can see more hallway or something like that.
What do you mean?
I can't see like oh the hallway turns and like.
Well, you're not in. You're on a like an outside walk. You're not in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I went to the other door. I opened the door onto the walkway and then went to the other door. Because,
that's a bathroom. Bathroom.
Oh, it's a bathroom. Okay, so got it. Got to go. Okay.
Clawfoot tub.
Okay.
Gravity toilet.
Well, I guess I'm going to go back all the way out to the main chamber with the stairwell and everything, because I think I've explored everything on that side, and then I'll go to the opposite side where there's either the open hall or three doors, is that right?
Open hall.
Okay, where are the three doors?
You've gone through them. The three doors are to your left now.
Oh, those are...
They go into three separate... a closet.
All of them.
What looks like a small servant stairway that goes up and down, but as far as you know, has no... access on the main floor.
Okay.
And then a bedroom.
Okay.
This bedroom looks like it's been in pretty frequent use. The bed is unmade. It's much smaller. It's a double bed. Everything is in floral patterns. It's been reupholstered at some point. It has a fireplace that it clearly hasn't been used in a long time, with a grate across it.
Okay, so peeking into this room, like, it looks as though it's been used recently. I don't see, like, a fucking chef's hat on the nightstand or something like that, right?
No.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to head to the open hall then and see what...
The only identifying piece of anything in here that you can see that would give you any clue as to who is using it or what it was used for is that there's a stack of typewriter paper on a desk next to the bed.
Okay.
Not a desk, sorry. A table, like a nightstand next to the bed, and an old Underwood typewriter.
Okay, well, having carried around my folio this whole time, I want to pull out the suicide note.
Yep.
Or the not-quite-suicide note, the would-be suicide note, and compare at least the typesetting on it, just to see if it's, like, roughly the same size type.
Not only that, but the stack of typewriter paper appears to be Abel Sawyer's personal letterhead.
Interesting. So okay. Well, then I'm gonna head into the open hall.
Okay. That hall.
And just so I understand, it's like the staircase goes up, and then there's a balcony around, and there's the open hall on the opposite side of it, going over the vestibule, or.
Yes. So it's heading back towards the front of the house.
Got it. Okay.
That entire side of the house is bedrooms. There are three of them. They're all unused and covered in white sheets, and then. Directly over the vestibule, there's another sitting room facing the front.
Okay.
And you can see the carriage house opposite. And you can make a spot hidden check.
Okay. I will succeed with that. I probably won't, in fact. Nope.
Okay.
No idea.
Ticket.
Okay.
Every time you use a skill, ticket. If it's ticked, don't tick it.
Okay. I will go back to what I am now assuming was Abel's like bedroom and see the desk with the Underwood typewriter on it. Is there obvious like a single book that seems to be like the special book?
The typewriter and the stack of paper takes up the entire surface of the table.
Okay, is there a notebook?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to start checking. Is there drawers in the desk?
It's just
is this like a table?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm going to start like rummaging around the room to see if I can find a book.
Okay, what are you guys doing this time?
Arguing.
Yeah, there's.
Well,
I imagine
a fair amount of time has now passed upstairs.
Whenever the argument subsides, then I petulantly take Abel's pistol.
I
shoot
myself
in the head. Yeah. I
see if there's one.
I petulantly go to check on like where am I going to be hunting.
What do you mean?
Like
hunting people?
On,
stay
right here.
The visible gardens, but there's not.
No, but I mean, I'm on my phone. I'm checking to see like where.
But you meant like physically? You were going.
No.
Do I see any game?
Like I just stayed out in the garden, waiting for deer.
The most.
Oh, there's a hunter stand over there. I'll stand
there. I'm looking at the. I'm still in the room with the library.
Everybody's
right?
In the study, except for.
Okay, so I want to look on the shelves. Like, what's on the shelves? Is it just books? Or are there any,
yes.
Like...
No, it's just books.
Okay. So there's books, there's a fireplace. Is there anything on the mantle of the fireplace?
Yeah, there's a model ship.
That's it?
Yeah, it's big. It's a big model ship.
And then...
Is it in a bottle?
No, it's big.
It could still be in a bottle.
Is
a big bottle.
Furniture of the desk?
The desk and a chair behind the desk, and two other chairs that were pushed off to the side.
The neck of the bottle is
and
this
the
big. The cross section of it is this big.
Okay.
I'd be more impressed with that. You lose yourself with madness. No, I'm good.
The only reason I asked is I didn't want to interrupt. Sorry.
No, man.
I was just going to say, I'm thinking about having another beer, but in front
of
the.
You're going to leave. Right. Of course.
How much time? I'm committed.
Yeah. Okay, well,
it's sort of important.
And if anybody feels like the game, like they don't have any fucking idea what to do, or like the game is really confusing, or whatever, you can make an idea check to get a hint from me.
No.
I just.
Oh no, I've got an idea.
Burn down the house.
No,
you know what?
That's probably a good idea.
Lock everyone in first.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
He left the room.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm gonna go check out the desk.
Okay, you find that all of the drawers are not all the drawers except the one with the gun, not only empty, but they look as though they have been pawed through at one point, and the gun is in the bottom drawer.
I put that into my pocket of my dress, and I make sure nobody sees me do it.
Of your A-frame
dress. Okay, so everybody make a spot hidden check. Frank, you're going to make a hard spot hidden check.
Nope.
Phone.
Okay.
Nope.
Is that a 12 or a 5?
It's the half.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody check your spot hidden off.
When you're done with that pencil?
Here.
Oh.
Yes. Any like downtime, a skill that you have checked, you can develop. So you get a roll on it, and if you fail the roll, you get 1d10 points.
Is there a hiding one that I can check?
That's a good, That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Is there a hiding?
You don't need to check anything because nobody made their spot hidden roll.
Okay. I want to...
You have the gun. You should write it down.
Oh, I'm sorry. On this bottom part?
Well,
or is
it's
there,
not really
or is there a thing on the back?
No.
Oh, this part?
Yes.
Okay.
You have a small blue-silver revolver. Snub nose.
Small blue-silver revolver. Okay. When I see that the drawers look like they're all looked through, I want to feel through the bottoms. I basically want to see if there's any, like, false bottoms of the drawers.
Okay, make a spot and check.
I don't know what that... What do I do?
It's a skill. Roll
so
two
roll
dice.
Roll both of these?
Yeah, but I think you do have a percentile dice?
Yeah, I do.
The double numbers, so that's your tens,
so
and then
the
single
number.
Is the ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I
you
got,
wanted to get below.
So I got a 57. And it's only 25.
And you don't know, and make a tick.
So, does a tick mean like I check the box,
yes.
Or do I do something on this side? Okay.
Check the box.
So I don't find anything.
Correct.
Okay, and then the second or third thing that I want to do is feel under
the desk.
You don't feel anything.
Okay.
So that's how I would also.
Okay.
And the front
top is very clear. I guess that's as much. Checking the desk as I can do, so I stop there and I kind of just look and see what
anybody
is.
Is anybody else doing anything?
I'm looking at the books.
The collection is extremely impressive. Most of the books are scholarly works, and as you are checking the bookshelves closer to the desk, the one that is like directly to his right, you see Abel Sawyer's own book that he wrote with Mary King called Wild New England.
Am I familiar with it at all, or
no,
do I just
see
like, see oh, he wrote it? Yeah, so yeah. I'm gonna pick it up off the shelf and just kind of like thumb through
it's
it.
It's a pretty hefty red covered book with a romantic style painting of what looked like colonists standing on a rock, looking out over just an untamed wilderness of trees and stones. It's called Wild New England,
and the Witch Cult.
There was an important subtitle.
And the Witch Cult. Does it have like a back blurb with like the? Did they do that
yes.
back then?
Yeah, no.
like a picture of the author,
like 2 months ago.
I thought it was like old.
No.
Okay.
John, we should stop calling him John Abel Sawyer and just call him John Sawyer.
John.
There is a John Sawyer on the thing.
It said yeah.
There's a John Abel Sawyer, a John Sawyer, and an Abel Sawyer.
Of course there is.
Your family's weird.
Yep, that's you're right. Yep, we got a number by John Abel Sawyer.
Okay, so this is younger.
J.A. Sawyer?
J.A. Sawyer?
We could just say Sawyer the Elder.
Yeah, Sawyer.
The blurb describes the meticulous attention to detail given by Doctors King and Sawyer. As to the religious practices of native peoples and how they interacted with the colonists when they first arrived in the northern Maine area.
I'm gonna snag the book.
Okay, you now have a copy of Wild New England.
Thank you for listening to Trust, a Lovecraftian podcast. I am your host, author, and attorney in New Haven County, Joshua Perldiner. If you enjoy Trust, you can find my book, Haven, on Amazon. Please remember to subscribe. And if there are any questions or Lovecraft stories you'd like to hear, head over to frothingmug.blogspot.com and leave us a comment. Our theme music was written by Alec Tunks and is a song called Thunder in the Cosmos. You can find his music at SoundCloud / Alec ALEC-TUNKS, TUNKS. Stay tuned next week for another tale of the outre and strange. Until then, be wary of the dark.